The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Again, I want to welcome everybody to the podcast, to the YouTube, and to our Facebook Live. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. Tonight, we're going to be dealing with a particular subject entitled Volcanoes Are Erupting Around the World. Are we witnessing the fullness of Joel 2 beginning to take place? Are we witnessing the fullness of Joel 2 beginning to take place? So what am I talking about, Joel 2? Obviously, many of you prophetic people understand exactly where I'm going tonight, but maybe if this is your first time really studying Bible prophecy, or maybe this is the first time you've ever heard this scripture, we want to go to the passage of Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 31. This is actually the passage of scripture that the Apostle Peter quotes in Acts chapter 3 when he is witnessing to, or I'm sorry, Acts chapter 2 when he's ministering there on the day of Pentecost. So here it is, Joel chapter 2. It says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth." And here it is, "blood and fire and pillars of smoke." Now, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke, right there alone, from many, not just one, but multiple scholars that I sit under, even theologians, will all agree, for the most part, that this is likely alluding to a volcanic eruption. For example, this made headline news, and it's all over the news. You could turn on the news. They talked about this on multiple media outlets, international news. The recent volcano that erupted in the Philippines, you could see this billowing pillar of smoke. Blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. A lot of the volcanic ash and rock that falls down from the heavens resembles exactly what it's describing here. Now, here's what's interesting. When you go to verse 31 of Joel 2, it says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood." Now, again, this could actually be... Now, some will say, well, this is dealing with solar eclipses and lunar eclipses, but it could also be a direct result of the prior scripture or the verse there, which talks about blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. Again, if this is talking about a volcanic eruption, the smoke alone can actually cause the sun to be darkened out. It will darken the sun. It covers the sun. And then anytime there's pillars or billows of smoke, when you're looking at night at the moon, it can actually give the moon a color of blood. Remember during the Iraqi wars, many of you will remember this, but during the Gulf invasions and stuff, when Saddam Hussein began to light those fires in the Gulf and the smoke was rising up at night, when they showed pictures of the moon, it was blood red as a result of the smoke and the pillars of smoke. So again, so here you have Joel, the prophet Joel said, here's the key. He says, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, before we see the great and terrible day of the Lord, there will be a great outpouring that will affect sons and daughters, that will result in visions and dreams. And then he said, there'll be wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Wonders in the heavens. I believe there's going to be major signs in the heavens, cosmic signs, asteroids, new things discovered, celestial things. There's going to be great, according to Luke in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, he says there'll be great and fearful sights and signs from heaven. And it talks about even men's hearts fail them for fear of the expectation of coming upon the earth, of the things coming upon the earth. But he says, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, you're going to see all these things. And what I believe is we're going to see volcanic eruptions around the world. Now, consequently, over the past 7 days, there has been an earthquake swarm that has shaken Puerto Rico with over, depending on what sources you read, some say 1,000 plus, some say 2,000 plus earthquakes. And many of these, a handful of these, are large earthquakes. We're not talking about little tremors that'll shake some dishes around. We're talking about sizable seismic earthquakes that are causing structural damage, injuries, and so on and so forth, and knocking out power. Some of these people are so traumatized by this that they refuse to go into their homes and they're sleeping out into the streets. I read that in one article. It's just one hit after another hit after another hit. I mean, guys, 2020 has been unprecedented so far. We are 13 days into the year and we are seeing things, just unbelievable things happen in just 13 days. With the Mideast conflict, earthquake swarms, we're seeing catastrophic storms take place, unusual storm activity. And now it brings us to what we're talking about tonight. Let's talk about this eruption in the Philippines, made headlines all over the world. Which again, this caused a mass evacuation. We're talking about thousands of feet in the air. This eruption shot volcanic ash up. But while that was going on, everybody was focused on the Philippines, which we should continue to pray for our brothers and sisters there. But on last Tuesday, in Alaska, now we reported this, there was a volcano there that erupted that shot volcanic ash 25,000 feet in the air. Think about that. Think about airliners, 747s. When you fly commercial, you are, 22,000 feet? I don't know the exact, 21, 22, 23,000, somewhere around there. Imagine being that high in the air and volcanic ash and smoke is going that high, reaching that height. This happened in Alaska. On last Tuesday at 5 a.m., the Alaskan Volcano Observatory announced and set up an initial ash cloud, up to 19,000 feet. Clouds initially obscured the mountain, but satellite imagery, according to reports, confirmed the ash cloud, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Seismic activity diminished over a few hours, but then it increased again. And during the increase, this is when the largest eruption took place that again shot volcanic ash up to 25,000 feet. All right. Then that 2 days after that, this is all within a span of a week. On Thursday of last week, now, I'm going to try to pronounce this. Again, I will probably slaughter this, but you're going to have to forgive me. Mount Popocatépetl, however you pronounce that, in Mexico. This is, let me give you a little bit of history on this. First of all, this volcano erupted and it shot volcanic ash 4 miles into the sky. This volcano has a history, a very ugly history. Approximately, listen to this, 26 million people live within 60 miles of this volcanic crater there in Mexico. Again, you're talking the potential for death, destruction, catastrophic disaster on a scale, again, that would be unimaginable. In fact, historically speaking, this volcano buried the entire Aztec cities in what was called a superheated mud. And this volcano went dormant for about 1,000 years. But now, recently, it is starting in about 1990s, it has began to awaken again. And it's producing its most active state that we've seen since it originally reawakened in the 1990s. Okay, so this is something to be paying attention to. Then in South America, and I want to give credit, Michael Snyder on his website, Into the American Dream, and also the most important news.com. He compiled a list of all these, and I'm quoting you some of the research that he did on this. I want to give him credit for this. South America, the Sabin Kaya volcano in Peru recently just shot a plume of volcanic ash again 24,000 feet into the air. So it's the same as the Alaskan volcano eruption. Again, this was in South America. So you've got the Philippines, you've got the one in Mexico, you've got the one in Peru, you've got the one in Alaska. All right. But then let me read a little bit on this here. I'm going to give you some of this information. According to what Michael Snyder put in there, he said, quote, "Hardly anyone is paying attention to what just took place in Peru because of what happened in the Philippines." That's true. On Sunday, tall volcano, this is a different volcano, roared to life. And it's being reported that the eruption sent steam and ash pebbles up to 6 to 9 miles into the sky. Ash has already reached Manila, and red hot lava has started gushing out of this volcano. The lava that had gushed out from the Philippine volcano on Monday after a sudden eruption of ash and steam that forced villagers to flee and shut down Manila's international airport and schools. So you've got all, again, what are we talking about? We're talking about on a span of 7 days, we're seeing eruptions take place here and there and here and different locations. Authorities are warning that the worst may still be yet to come from even the one in the Philippines, the one in Peru. And they're saying that, quote, that they are telling us that a, quote, hazardous explosive eruption could literally happen at any moment. Quote, "The earthquakes were strong and it felt like there was a monster coming out of it as in the movies." This was according to one farmer there that gave a testimony. All right. Now I want to give you one more story that I thought was interesting. It kind of ties in with this. Now, we reported this, and this article literally went viral when we reported this over the weekend. According to ZME Science, let me give you this headline. Listen to this headline alone. "Huge underwater supervolcano is forming, causing the earth to ring like a bell." Now, you remember, was it last year or a couple years ago? I can't remember the exact date or the year, but I remember that we reported on this, and scientists and seismologists, volcanologists, they were all left scratching their heads because they couldn't figure out what just took place in the earth. And according to what they said, it, quote, "the earth just rang like a bell." Let me just read this article. I'm going to give you an excerpt from this ZME Science article. Quote, "Something was brewing underneath and the earth was rumbling. All around the world, researchers have installed seismometers that capture the earth's minutest vibrations. When an earthquake takes place, it might rumble the area closest to it, but echoes of this rumbling are spread all around the world and can be detected by precise equipment." This is actually how we know what the interior of the planet looks like. Vibrations spreading from one point on the earth to the other are affected by the environment they travel in, and they, quote, carry fingerprints of these environments. And let me read on. So when researchers picked up an unusual humming coming from inside the earth, they took it very seriously. Quote, it all started with an unusual amount of earthquakes from the island of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. One of the areas in the Comoros, between Africa and Madagascar, over 7,000 earthquakes were detected. The most severe of which of these was a magnitude 5.9. To make matters even more mysterious, and this is a quote, some earthquakes exhibited an unusual type of oscillations, or, quote, low frequency and almost harmonic vibrations, almost like those from a large bell. Think about that, guys. The whole earth, something has been taking place in the earth that has caused all these seismographs and these meters to ring like a bell. And for a year or 2 years, they have been researching and they've been trying to figure out what has been the source of this. And I'm going to read this last paragraph. Quote, unfortunately, there was no seismic monitors on the ocean floor in the area where earthquakes were occurring. So researchers had to rely on seismographs farther away. But after a year of hard work, they managed to piece together what had took place. Here it is. Although there was no previous indication of volcanism in that area, and I quote, the seismic sign is indicative of an emerging underwater super volcano. And again, you can find this at endtimeheadlines.org. EndTimeHeadlines.com, that's the excerpt that I just read to you. You can find the full article and information at Z, as in Zoo, M-E, Z-M-E, Science. That is the source for this. This is amazing and profound. Why? Again, not only are we seeing Joel chapter 2 unfolding before our eyes, but Romans 8:22 and 23 comes to my mind, and you've heard me. I've quoted this many times. I want to give you this again. This is what Paul wrote in the book of Romans. He says, for we know that the whole creation, or the whole earth, groans and travails in pain. And again, when you see the word travaileth, travail, groan, he's alluding to birth pangs in a woman. And he's telling you the author, which was Paul the Apostle, is writing in here in the book of Romans. He's telling us that the whole earth, the closer... Now, I'm going to prove... Watch this. Let me read this whole thing, and then I'm going to get back up here. Because if I read this and don't tell you the whole thing, it ain't going to make any sense to you. Let me read this, and then I'm going to give you this. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, in which the redemption of our body. Okay? Now I didn't pull this up, but I want to pull this scripture up because there's something else here in Romans 8 that I want to read to you. Watch this. Because, verse 21, if we back up, it says, because the creature... Hold on, that's King James. Let me give you New King James. It makes a little bit more simpler to understand this. And I want to make this... where we can get this. Watch this. Verse 21. because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into this glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation, here it is, now let me read this, groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, that's us who are believers, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Now listen to this. I want to pull up this next verse here. Watch this. You got to see this. I got to show you this here. Romans 8:18. Let me start there. For Paul is talking here. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Friends, my goodness, the entire creation is eagerly anticipating and waiting for the return of the Son of God. And the closer we get to His imminent return, the harder the birth pangs are going to groan and travail, and the earth itself will travail. There'll be greater volcanic eruptions. There'll be greater earthquakes. There'll be greater disasters on an unprecedented scale. We're talking about there'll be the waves and the seas roaring, according to Luke 21. We're talking about great things, signs and wonders in the heavens and the earth beneath, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. And during the very midst of this, the entire creation, this is what Romans says in 8, eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. The entire creation is looking for the anticipated return of the Son of Man and the revealing of the manifestation of the church. Come on, the church is going to come out of hiding. The church is going to rise up in power. The church is going to rise up and be the glorious bride that God has called her to be. And friends, if there was ever a time to be the salt and be the light and be the lamp and be the burning torch and be the city to set upon a hill, it's right now in the times we're living in. I want to pray with you real quick, and we're going to sign off. Again, before we do that, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you're listening by podcast, if you're listening by YouTube, if you'll hang on, we're going to give you more information on how you can follow and support this ministry. If you're watching by Facebook, all that information is right there in the link below, right there under where it says support and follow. You're going to see our main website. All of our information is right there. Guys, listen to me. It's time to stop playing games. It's time for us to get out onto the harvest field. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Look up, lift up your heads, for the harvest, surely the grains are white and they are ready. They are ripe and they're ready for taking. They're ready to be reaped. He's looking for laborers to go into the harvest, and now is the time. So I want to pray with you right now. Father, I thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice that's watching this broadcast, watching this update on podcast, listening, YouTube, watching, Facebook Live, they're watching this. Father, if they're away from you, their hearts are not right with you, I pray that they would repent where they're at. They would get their hearts right with you. They would repent and turn back to you, or they would turn to you. They would put their faith and their trust in you, Lord Jesus, and that they, Lord God, would follow you all the days of their lives. Lord, that they would wholeheartedly surrender their lives to you, and that, Lord, you would raise them up to be salt and to be light and be the witness that you've called them to be. For the hour is late and the time is at hand for us, Lord, to go into the fields and go into the harvest, Lord God, and swing those sickles and bring in those souls into your kingdom. And we thank you, Father, for your anointing. We thank you for your blessing upon this broadcast. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters that are watching and listening. I pray a special blessing upon them. May you protect them, preserve them, and keep them during this time and this tumultuous time and unprecedented time and these perilous times that we're in, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, God bless you. Again, thank you for joining us on this special broadcast. We're going to sign off today, but we'll probably be back on here on Wednesday to do our prayer segment that we normally do every Wednesday. And then we'll be back on Thursday or Friday, and we'll probably either do another update or a viewpoint like this, or we'll do a message, a devotional message. I have to pray about what's going on, or we may do both. We may do one on Thursday and one on Friday. So God bless you. We'll talk to you then.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.